but meyatora from the ring, or the mala upwards means towards the body, then it's also. Omer Rav, somebody makes himself comes bekishum, whether he thinks about ladies or he looks at ladies or touches it there, moves it, and it makes his able to become hard. Is yehi benidu, he deserves to be put into a band, to come beneath like a curse to be put upon him. So that's the question, is that all? The lema also, it should say what it's also, or what do you have to put such a benidu for? So the answer is, the kumagari yetzara nafshe. No, it's a terrible thing. We have to put your benidu because you're bringing the yetzara upon yourself. Why? Because, or gusun si. For Rav Ami Yoma Nikra Vrayna, Rami says more than he's even called an Avrayna, Balavera, this person. If he's Mekashat, he makes himself hard. Why? Shekachum Nosso Sheetzar, that's the way the Yetzar works on you. That Hayoim Oimaloy Asekach, he tells you just do this. Just make yourself hard, that's all. Olomach Omlo Asekach, tomorrow I'll do a little bit further. Olomach Omloch Lech Avoid Avoid Chavim. Voilach, and you go be over and listen to him. Therefore, you can't give in to Yetzar any little bit. So therefore, here, by stam being Mekashe, stam making yourself hard, that's why at the beginning to have Znus. So even from this, it's a terrible thing. You have to stay away. It's like benidui, but partially by making yourself the ikah avera here is that by doing this, it may cause you to have zera levatala. But that's a terrible avera. Yeah. Ikah diyami, some say, Omer Rabban Rami says like this, kol ha-nevi atzmo de hiru, whoever makes himself thinks about znus, makes him just think himself about it, is a machnitz noise of mechitzos of Sekhovash Baruch Hu. That avera makes the person not zoicha to come into the mechitzos, the tents, the walls of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Sif Hoka says over here, Vayera ben Yashem, but the Mice of Oinin, it says over there that it was bad in the eyes of Hashem, it says Lashon of Ra. Like Sif Hoka, another Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki lo el chofetz rosha ato, that lo yigurcha Ra, Hashem doesn't live with Ra, Hashem doesn't live with somebody that's called a Ra. See, as somebody that's a Moitzi Zer Levatolo, have Yerum, thinks about it, that's called Ra, that is not Zoycha to be in the Chitzas of Hashem. The Yomer Blazer Blazer says, "My Dixit, what does the Pasuk say? Yodeichem Domim Olo, Pasuk Nishayoh, that your hands are full of blood. Elu Hamanafim Biyad, means people that play around with the raver, they have Niyuf Biyad with the hands. And without the Moshe Zera, that's also called like a killer we had before, like Shrichas Domim. Tony, we learned the very Rebbe Shmuel. When the Pasuk says, Loi Tinuf, don't have Niyuf, don't have Znus. So Loi Tei Bechor Niyuf, Bein Biyad, Bein means both. Bein biyad, bein beregla means don't have nif biyad, means just your hands. You shouldn't play with your eva with your hands. That's supposed to rub your eva with your hands. That's also this avera of loitinuf. And bein beregla chur means not to have znus. That's also the chalal loy, that's the ikal loitinuf. But even biyad alone is also part of the avera. That's where Moshe has a truth about the shachman. Some people don't have kids. They go to a doctor, so they want to have to have zera, to check out the zera to see, you know, what's wrong with them. So it's a shame if you let a be mishamish with your yad, to move with your hands, to move it, to make zera come out. Moshe is not so mekel about it. Because that's this gemara, shamish, a clear lav. Latinif, it's a lav to move your rave with your hands, to make zera come out, that's this lav, latinif. Yetzara about none of this. It says, ha gerim, gerim, a ger, va mesachim betinokis, people that play with young girls, we'll soon see what that means, makvinis and Mashiach, they both hold back Mashiach for coming. They're both not so good. So like this, Bishleim Gerim, if we have Gerim around us, it's hard, it's bad for us. Even though some Gemara say it's good for us, but here, it's a different type of Gerim. But here it's Kedereb Chelboy, Yom Rab Chelboy, Koshin Gerim Yisrael, it's hard, a Ger to Yisrael, Kisapachas, like a scab around you. It's something bad for us. So Rashi has a few pshotim, Rashi has one pshat, Kisapachas, as he says, Siv the Gerim, Venuva Ger Aleim, the Stavchu al Beis Yaakov Loshin Sfachas Koshim Yisok Sfachas Shem Kim Mitzvus Mevim Peronius. First of all, they don't know all the mitzvus, and they'll get punished, and we'll get punished for them. For Yoid, maybe Shem Lamedim Yisom Mesem, maybe we'll learn out from their Meisim. So we'll learn the bad things from them. So even the God becomes a Ger, not always is he the greatest person. Sometimes, like the Mamish great people, but sometimes they don't come completely, and they do a little bit, so it's terrible. Sometimes the Jews will learn out from that. Therefore, it's called Koshim Gerim Kisapachis. And that's something that will hold back the Mashiach. Like, we'll be doing Averis, or we'll be punished because of them, so that will hold back the Mashiach. That's Gerim. Then it says, Elamasachis Pititlekis Mai, what's playing with young girls? Hillel, if you want to tell me, means Mishkav Zohar, and Tinoikis means maybe just boys, means have Mishkav Zohar, for the Gemara B'nai Skilunu. He was just saying that it holds back the Mashiach, okay. But Churat's not very, Chayiv Skilu for that. The Torah says, if you have Mishkav Zohar, a man lives with another man, so it's Chayiv Skilu for that. Elu maybe means Derech Evorim. Means that Stam, not that he goes into the other man, and that's the Chayiv Skilu, but just lets his Eivor touch the other person's body, and because of that he's Moitzi Zera. Samura says also, B'nei Mabul Ninu, if so, that's not Vera, that Mamish causes the Mabul to come. So not just Stam holds back Mashiach, it's much worse. Like Derech Evor means Stam, you're putting your Eivor on somebody else's body just to make the Zera come out. That's a terrible Avera. Then what it means over here is the Nesivik Tanis, that a man that could have kids got married to a young girl that can't have kids yet. The Lav B'nois Aludininu, that she's not fit to have children yet. So even though it's not a big Avera here, because the Maisha you got married to her, you could get married to her, she has a father, the father can marry you off, but it's not the best thing to do. Because what would have been better was to marry your wife that you could have children from. Because the Yomer Reb Yossi, Yossi says, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach won't come, at Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshama Shebeguf. Until all the Neshamas are created, are born already, Shebeguf, Rashi says, that's the place where all the Neshamas are. The Guf, Rashi says, Cheder, that's like a room upstairs in Shemayim. The Guf, Shein Mokam Am Yuchel Neshamas, that's the place where Hashem has all the Neshamas there. So Mashiach can't come till all the neshamas are created, are born already. So if a person marries a young girl, so instead of being Isaac and having children, he's not, so he holds back the Mashiach. Shneim the pasuk says, Ki ruach malafona yetef neshamas aneyasisi. Because Ruach is the one that made the neshamas. Mashbi is going on that Mashiach won't come until all the neshamas are finished. Then the Mishnah says, Ba'anoshim tiksas, by a man, if a man makes a bedika, checks himself, touches a zaver, it's lashon tiksas. So you boil out a question like this. Dina tanan, does the Mishnah mean really a din, we have to cut off his hand? Or the tusa tanan, so by expression of giving him a curse, not that you really have to cut off the hand. Dina tanan, is it a real din? Ki ho de rafuna, kot sasiyod, that once happened in Rafuna, Gemara Sanhedrin, that he cut off somebody's hand, that was the din, and he actually did it. Rashi says, Mina Sanhedrin, kol hamerim yodach, so lift up his hands upon somebody else. Tiksi is supposed to cut off his hands. The chsiv was roi romai tishaver. So what's happened if Huna cut off somebody's hand? So is it a din? You're supposed to do it, or else maybe no. Or the tusa, it's only a curse. So tanam, learn like this. It says tusa tanam. This just means a curse. Toshma, the Tony Reb Tafin. The Tony learn like this. Reb Tafin says yad liyama tiksis. Somebody puts his hands to his armor, touches his armor, is tiksis. Yad liyom, if somebody puts his hand on his armor, so then tiksas yodi al taburi. He means to say he's supposed to chop off his hand when his hand is on the taburi, on his stomach. Just the mamash, you cut through his stomach. So Zmash, he learns mamash, supposed to cut it off. Armula, they said back to him, for the creasing of cast, how could you do that? To cut off his hand when it's on his stomach, and it cuts straight through, you cut off in his stomach also. Armula, they said back to Menachnami, Mutev tibaku kristis, worth of this person should have his stomach cut open, for yal yerid levar shachas, shouldn't be destroyed. So yam, if you tell me now, bishlei medina tanan, the Mishnah means cut off the hand. Mamish, it's a din. If so, hainu di yamri, that's what he answered back and said, well, a kris and of kas. If you really do it in this case, where his hand is on his tabur, so then your mamish, you're gonna cut off his stomach also. But Eli, and if you tell me though, Latusitna, the Mishnah only means a curse, that's all. So then, my creasing of cast, what does he mean to ask the question there? And he cut off his stomach. How are you cutting off his stomach? You're not cutting anything, you're not cutting off the hand. You're just giving him a curse. But Eli, my, what do you want to tell me? Dinatana, the Mishnah really means a din. If so, Lasagid the Laba Taburai. So anyway, what do you mean you have to cut off his hand when it's on the stomach? So pick up his hand and cut off the hand anywhere, it's a kasher. What do you mean here? You can cut off in the stomach. Don't cut it when it's on the stomach. This is what Tafim meant to say. Hokakamer of Tafim. Kol hamachnis yodoi. Lamata mitiburu. You ever put his hands just below his navel, his belly button, you put your hands below. It's tiksas. For that alone, you deserve to have your hand cut off. Which fukur means, not sure if it means mamash or means a curse. Omulam of Tafim, except for Tafim. What's going to be yoshav la curse for somebody has a splinter in his stomach, on the bottom part of his stomach? Lo yitlenu, he can't take it out, like he has to get his hands below. Omulam, they said to him, Lo, he holds no. I will increase nifkas, the stomach will burst open then with the splinter there. Or will answer Tafan said back and echnami mutav tibak krisa, it's worth it, the stomach should burst open, while year of the bashakas shouldn't go down to be destroyed the Vershakas. So it's a sense. Then the smart lady has to make a bedikah for her and make sure she's tore. And then veinachos b'truma, then they can eat truma. If they're a kahanis, so they could only eat truma if a smart lady checks them out. So verse says chareshes. The husband is just time she's deaf, she can't hear. Iyo tidlik nashe. Why can't she bedik herself? What's wrong with she can't hear? The tiny we learned. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says like this. Chareshes, lady that can't hear. Hoisav ishchenusoi, that she was in the neighborhood. So Lord Dai wasn't enough, Shabadekas Yasma, she checked herself out. Elisha Chavruser Royas, she used to check out for Chavrus also. Omaris Law, and the Chavruser, their friends would check themselves and show her the Bedika, that she was a Boki and knowing the Lochis. So it was also the case with Madabera, she was able to talk. The Ainish Shemash, just she can't hear. So then she still has Das, and then she could do this. Hocha, the Mishnah is talking about the Bishenim of the rest, she can't talk. The Ainish Shemash, and she can't hear. Because it's not like we learned. Cheresh, Adir Chomim B'chom Mokim. Whenever the Chom talk about a Cheresh, you should know the Locher is, it means Eine Shemei Veine Medaber. A Cheresh usually means somebody that can't hear and can't talk, deaf and dumb. So then you don't have Das, then you can't take care of yourself. So such a case, that the Mishnah means that she can't take care of herself, then you need a Pikas to take care of her. Hasum a blind lady, for the more ill to the Nash, what's wrong? She can have Das, so let her check herself. The text the chaverta should show the bedikah to a friend. So what's this true? I'm Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Suma in the Mishnah. Whoever learned this, take it out of the Mishnah. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. It's like a true. A suma she could take and make her own bedikah and just have to show it to somebody else. Then it says the Mishnah b'shenitra for daito, and he had lost her mind. So what's the question? Heinu shaita. Who's the same thing as a fool? So Marin says shenitra for daito machmas chel. The Torah says she lost her mind because she became sick. A fool is Tam, she's a fool. And it means the same thing, but because of sickness, she lost her mind. So therefore, she cannot make her own bedika. Therefore, the Mishnah says, the answer is, let somebody else check her out. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? What's going to be Koyin Shaita, a person, a man that's a Koyin, that's a Shaita? So Matvilu Noisa, we have to put him into the mikvah. And then, Umachilu Noisa, Truma Lerav, that evening, after it comes Har Hashem, and she becomes Tor, he's Lari Truma. We watch him like until he goes to sleep. Yishim, and once he falls asleep, then Tommy, then he comes Tommy. We have to be afraid, maybe he saw Kerry when he was sleeping, we can't check him out then. Therefore, he can't eat Truma again, until again we put him to the mikvah and watch him till the evening. Lo Yishim, let's say he did not fall asleep. So then Tor, then he remains Tor. Reb Lezer, Reb Sadek Oimer. Oysim loy kiss shalor. The Eitzer is, let's make a kiss, like a little wallet, like a little pocket there, that we'll put around his Eiver, and even though he sleeps, then we'll be able to see whether he saw Kerry or not. So Morris says, Omer lo, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer of Tzadik, no, kol shekein, shemelu dechimum. If you put a kiss around the Eiver, that will make him become warm there, and that will make a Tzor there, and that will make a Kerry, so that's not a good Eitzer. Omolehen, they said back to him, if Solo Devrechem, according to your reasoning, Shaita in La Takana, that a Shaita has no Takana then, a Kayin's a Shaita, we can never check out to see whether it's really Tommy or not. Omrullah, they said back to him, with the rain, according to your Dibom, Yoshin Tommy, Loishin Tor, and Echnami, that when he's fully goes to sleep, he'll become Tommy. As Kozman is awake, we could see him, then remain Tor. So Devrechem, even according to your words, also, Shem Yiro Tipa Kachad the tip of a kiss. What is it going to help you to make a kiss, to make a pocket around the Avam? The Hura to put making a kiss there. It'll, even if he sees Zera, it'll just be swallowed up in the pocket. You can't tell either. So Moshe says, Tona, we learned Mishum Rebbe's name of Reb Loza that Omru they meant to say like this. Oysum like kiss shomatkes means make a metal kiss. A metal pocket around him. So if the Zera comes out, he'll be able to see it. It won't be dissolved in the metal. Omer Abaye says, "V'shena choshes." It should be made this metal from kapam. Kapam is the better thing to make it from. Kriptana, like we learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Roye noisan gevulim shalaisof." This is about the shir ha'zor. When you have to make from the mechatis, how much mayim do you have to have in the kli to become tum if you carry it? It says kedei ha'zor. Kedei ha'zor means after you put the ha'isavs, the roots, into the kli, so you can't just first put it in, because it dissolves a lot. A lot of the water goes into the roots of this ha'isavs. Therefore, the eitzer is first put it in and like let it soak all out, let it be dissolved. And then you need still a shear of Ezor to be left over. So another way, like he says, another Eitzri says it, check it out the way he says, Kilu hei nechoshes. Let's look at it as if these gevorlim, these hysap, the roots, are like copper that does not dissolve at all. So that's how much shear hazor you have to have after it gets swallowed up into the Ezoiv. What's left over, that's called shear hazor. So just says he's like a mushka, says like nechoshes, that does not get absorbed. Siros means the kish should be shown the choshesh. Omer Papa, Shema meaneth mir from this Gemara learn out to say that mechnesayim asur, it's also to wear like hula jackie underwear. Like when the same underwear should be also to wear, because like the kiss, you'd be mechamim yever. For the Ma'ayva Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by Kahanim, the also lehem mechnesay bad, make for them underpants, lechasas boser, with the cover up the boser ever, so you see, you are allowed to wear it. So Mer says, no. How who those underpants the Kahanim wore, Kiratan, like we learned. Michnes Kahanim, what type of underpants were the Kahanim wearing? Lamahing Dumb, what are they like? Kemin Famaun, like Taikab, an apron like, Shel Proshim, are people that the riders on the horse. What does that mean to say? That it goes up Lamala Ad Masnayim, until the loins, until their thighs, it goes up. Masnayim. Lamat, the bottom Ad Yerichayim, Yerichayim is the thighs. Masnayim is the loins. So it goes from a top to the Rechayim. V'yesh lehem shnotz, and those type of straps on it. But v'yein lehem loy beis neck, there's no hole there where the reya comes out. For the beis erev, there's no kiss to hold the aver. Because that's the type of underwear that you're allowed to wear, like loose. But not if it's tight, not if it's wrapped around the aver, that type is also to wear. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Reichel Gemala, people that ride on camels, is asum lecha b'truma, they'll also teach truma. Because they have to be afraid, since they're mitzchamim, the boss with the camel, maybe there would be mitzi zera. All right, we'll stop here. You'll start here, Daf Yudalad, yeah. And we're on Mabaya.